When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays. The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
The only reason I'm not excited about it is, you know, you had that rain out, and I don't know, it was kind of a choppy ending to the regular season, but that didn't matter. They were in, and they secured that number two seed a little bit early on so they could take a deep breath, and you could kind of, you know, do what you need to do to make sure your team is in the right state of mind to go into the playoffs. But now you can get a little dull when you're a week off on baseball when you're used to playing every day. Antsy. That's the number one thing I would say. These guys are used to getting up in the morning, trying to figure out when early BP is. Get up BP, keep going. Hit the weight room.
All I know is that, boy, I'm sure glad they played 162 games, like most every day from late March through, you know, the end of September, so that they could eliminate 9 teams from each league out of the playoffs.
Well, how's your lawn looking? Because there can't be anybody standing on that thing.
You played 162 games.
Dan had to
figure that. You don't need 6 of the 15 teams in each league going to the playoffs.
Why not?
Why? You played 162.
Why not?
You know who the best teams are.
You know, but how about
the best teams are the Guardians and the Yankees. They're the Dodgers and the Phillies. Play it out and go to the World Series.
Are they the best teams right now?
Yes.
Are they? I don't know. Maybe,
yes, they
maybe
played
the
162
Tigers,
or 61.
Maybe the Tigers are the best team in baseball right now in the American League.
Maybe, but Andy, you play 162 to figure out who the best team is over the course of a very, very long season. If all you're going to do is who's the hottest team in September, then just pick up the season in September.
Well, hot means best, though, too, doesn't it? Hottest means you're the best team in September, right?
Not necessarily.
I don't know.
That to me defeats the purpose of the regular season.
See, if you love the game of baseball and you're a fan of your team, now instead of 4 cities being excited about the playoffs, or maybe having a team that has no chance of making the playoffs when the season starts, now we have what? We have 8 cities today that are 100% engaged in baseball. There's no football tonight, so they can be engaged in baseball.
That's great.
And your fan base is what's important. People want to watch baseball. Guys want to play baseball. So let's go play some playoff baseball with some high-intensity stakes on the line, and then we're going to cut it, and we'll cut it again, and then we'll cut it one more time, and then we'll have a World Series. I'm okay with it.
Okay.
Jeff, I hated it when we were kids, and I would sit here and I would watch whoever would win the American League East, and then we'd be near the bottom. The only hope we ever had of making the playoffs is when Sports Illustrated said, "Hey, look at all these other teams in the American League East. They've all made it every year in a row, except for Cleveland. So now it's time for them to do it, and they can have an Indian uprising, and we'll put Joe Carter and Corey Snyder on the cover." That was as close to the playoffs as I ever had as a kid. Stupid magazine cover. Come on,
well, our team
man.
Needed to be better. Sorry.
We traded everybody away. We got Tom Buskey.
Buskey was okay.
He wasn't Craig Nettles.
Well, no.
He wasn't Chris Chambliss.
Wasn't Mike Kekich, Fritz Peterson, or Steve Klein.
Well, that's true.
I just think, obviously, you play 162, you know who the best teams are. I hate to see teams get knocked out in a tournament and not be rewarded for their fine work in the regular season.
So let's have a President's Cup. Give him a trophy for winning the American League. And then go play a playoff.
Well, the big thing is winning the World Series. And I think you eliminate the chances of the really good teams doing that by making them jump through more hoops.
But if they're the best, the hoop shouldn't matter. Show me a sport that just says, okay, we're done at the end of the regular season.
Well, it's a different beast.
Every professional soccer league outside of the MLS and the NWSL.
There you go.
And now you know why no one in this country likes soccer. No, I'm just kidding. I like soccer. I wish we had an MLS team.
I wish we had one, too. That'd be fun.
But we don't also have relegation in any of these leagues, do we? What, in the perfect world, we run things like soccer? Is that what we're saying? They should run it like soccer?
I just think the two best teams should be in it. But that's neither here nor there.
I mean, we all could use a little Ted Lasso. I get it. I understand.
That show lost its steam for me. I didn't even finish watching it.
You didn't get anywhere into Ted Lasso?
No, I watched a good portion of it, and then I just thought, eh. And I stopped watching it. I didn't watch all of the episodes. I did enjoy it, but I just thought, eh.
Believe.
Ran out of steam.
Believe.
I do believe, and that's why I think the Guardians have a chance against those vaunted New York Yankees if they get there.
I do, too.
I think they're hard-pressed to get there. I think if they play Houston, they might lose. I think they'll beat Detroit.
Yeah, in the old format, they wouldn't have even got to go.
No, in the old format, they'd be playing the Yankees for a trip to the World Series.
Not with the East and West. No, they'd be playing, I don't know who was the best team in the West this year. I don't even know. In the old format, I don't even
top
know.
Top two teams. There you go. Would have been our two teams. Regardless, I think that they have a fine chance to win a five-game series against Detroit, and I think they could beat Houston. I don't know that they will. We'll see, whatever it comes down to. Regardless, it's been a great season. I would hate to see it lose in the first end in the first round of the playoffs.
How about ESPN and ABC? The first game's on ABC today, huh? Wow. A little after-school baseball for the kids.
Just like in the old days, Andy.
Yeah, man, that's great. Kids get home from school. They can watch Detroit and Houston.
Little Phelps kid would run home, get off the bus, and go watch the Cards and the Red Sox in the World Series.
Don't tell me Little Phelps he wasn't trying to carry a transistor into class for those day games and try to sneak a little earbud in to try to listen to
the kids. I was too young. I didn't know about that.
About transistors?
High school, different story.
I remember wanting to listen to games during the day when I was a kid. Having sneaking a little radio into camp.
What's the key to this team getting, let's just say, to the ALCS? Is it offense? Is it starting pitching? Is it the bullpen doing what it did? I think more than anything, Andy, I think it's the offense.
Okay.
I think they really have to score runs here in the postseason.
Jeff, you say a lot of things, and I disagree with a lot of them. But I 1,000% agree with you on this.
Do you?
Yeah, I think the pitching will be what the pitching is, and the pitching will give them a chance in every single game. Every game, this pitching is going to – if they end up giving up like 4 or 5 runs early in any of these games and they've got to chase from behind, first, I just don't see it. I don't see them giving up a big 5-run inning in the first, second, or third, right? So it does come back to exactly what you're saying, Jeff. It's the offense and how inconsistent it's been all season long. You know you can rely on a couple
word.
Guys.
That's the key word, too, Andy.
Inconsistent.
It's gone south big time. And then it comes back. It just can't go south right now.
No. Not at all.
Dana, what do you think's the key? Is it the offense? Is it the starting pitching? Is it the bullpen?
It's what got you here. It's the bullpen. I mean, that's going to be the story of these playoffs. Ever since it expanded, it has really gone from being all about, well, you know, the rotation and all that kind of stuff. Well, now your starter in a playoff game, if you get 4 innings out of a starter in a playoff game, you're over the moon. Like, this stuff has evolved so much into just the bullpen games, and the guards' bullpen has been nails all season. And it just has to continue being that way, and then you'll find a way to squeak by.
Okay. You think they'll be able to squeak out some runs and the bullpen will make it hold up?
Yeah, I think The way that you've seen Stephen Kwan hit since, I mean, we've got 2 games since coming off the back injury. Hopefully this is the Stephen Kwan that we saw most of his career. I won't say in the first half of the season because I think he was way over his head in the first half of the season.
But he sure was awesome.
It was outstanding. It was so much fun. Jose Ramirez is good as
he still ended the season at, what, 292?
Heck yeah, man.
I mean, so...
Even though he fell off the face of the earth in the second half and was injured. It's amazing
if you think about it.
Yeah, as poor as he hit after the All-Star break in his injury.
20 points higher than Jose.
That he was still there was pretty stunning.
I mean, the big question they'll run into is between center field, shortstop, and catcher.
What do you mean?
2 of those guys need to hit.
Oh.
You can't go into playoff games with automatic outs at the bottom of your lineup. That's what gets you in trouble.
I would think that you're comfortable with Lane Thomas, though, in center field, aren't you? Offensively now, after his really good September?
Center field, shortstop, and catcher. 2 of those 3 have to hit.
I just said, aren't you comfortable with Lane Thomas in center field after his September?
I will not change my answer.
Well, it's a different question than what your answer is.
I will not change my answer. My answer answers your question.
I'm confused.
I am asking you something again. Different than what you stated.
Do I trust Lane Thomas after his September? More? But it still counts that he has to be one of those. You can count him as one of them.
That was my question. Thank you very much.
More, but
nice
yeah.
Nice of you to play along. It's only a radio show.
There is no curtain on the show anymore.
I don't know if it's went off the other side of the bed compared to usual. I don't know if it was the cornflakes this morning. I don't know what has it done this, but
I don't need breakfast anymore.
Somebody has cattle prodded Jeff, and I do enjoy it.
Well, I asked you something different than what you stated.
I thought my answer explained the question.
You said something, about defense up the middle, obviously, but you're looking for offense out of two of those spots as well.
Right.
I asked you specifically about the offense of one of those people, and I thought, okay, Dan will say, yes, he does trust Lane Thomas more, so that means either Rocchio or Bo Naylor has to hit. But no, you just thought you'd say something different to be a contrarian, which is okay.
Yeah, can I digress for a second? Have you guys tried the Kelce mix yet? I know you were talking about...
Well, what the hell is that all about?
Well,
You don't mix...
It's three different cereals. Yeah.
Why don't we just put it all into a blender, throw in some water or milk, and pour it down our throats?
It is the Kelce mix, though. So it's Lucky Charms, Cinnamon Toast Crunch, and Reese's Puffs.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.
Are we done with it?
Put it in a blender, throw in some milk, and drink it.
A younger Dan would 100% be all in on that.
I think it's the younger Dan. It's not even the...
Current Dan who looks at a chocolate chip cookie and immediately gains 6 pounds, not looking at it.
I do like Reese's Puffs, though.
They
hurt the top of your mouth after a while.
Because they're too crunchy?
Yeah, but I still enjoy them. I'll be honest, I could eat all three of those. Cinnamon Toast Crunch.
It's like the Captain Crunch where it cuts up the top. Yeah, yes, get those shards in there. Yeah.
Oh, I was such a big Crunch Berries fan. I loved Crunch Berries when I was a kid. Now I'm just a cup of coffee with a little bit of cream in the morning.
Really?
I hate being old. Why do I have to adult?
You're not old, Andy.
I don't want to adult anymore. Can I give up my adulting?
Being an adult is severely overrated.
It is way overrated. Yeah.
Any kids who are playing hooky and listening to us, just wait. Being an adult, severely overrated.
As the great John Cougar Mellencamp said, hold on to 16 as long as you can.
Once you get past Oreos for breakfast, you realize that this is all a joke.
Well, kids, let me just lay this out to you, and I'm just going to ask. Either one of your kids hit you up for money today?
Yes.
Any of my kids hit me up for money today?
Yes.
There you go, kids. That's what you have to look forward to. It's Baskin and Phelps here on The Fan.
When it comes to making plans, you are the best. What about those round trips, which are perfect on your way there and perfect on your way back? Or those meetings with friends, surprise parties, camps, birthdays? The same way you plan for the important moments, start planning to protect you and your loved ones from a natural disaster. Sign up for local weather and emergency alerts. Prepare an emergency kit and make a family communications plan. Get started at ready.gov/plan.
Brought to you by FEMA and the Ad Council.